Well, good morning, everybody. What a fantastic Nativity play. It's great to see. Thank you for all those that took part. And we're going to think about some of the events of that story a little bit more deeply now as we go deeper into the story. And this year, we're going to focus on the shepherds. And recently, I had this funny card come through, which has these ladies here saying, "A virgin birth I can believe in, but finding three wise men." Well, that's another matter. So I think it's just as well that we focus on the shepherds. And I love the shepherd's story, because as you heard in the play, they were just ordinary folk like you and me. And what's great about that is that God loves ordinary folk like you and me, and through Jesus, He makes us extraordinary. He turns ordinary people into extraordinary people. So let's think about the story, shall we? Here we are. You can imagine they're out in the fields looking after their flocks, and the glory of the Lord shines around. Now, you might think that that would be a wonderful thing, and it is. But did you notice in the story that when the angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory shone around them, they were terrified? Terrified, because God is so glorious, so magnificent. Can you imagine being in the presence of the sun? Have you ever tried to look at the sun on a bright sunny day or at noon? And it's almost too much to take in, isn't it? It's so bright. And that's what it would have been like, the glory of the Lord shining around. They would have been terrified, maybe even excited too, at this wonderful sight. But why would they have been terrified? Well, sometimes when we encounter God's presence, we become aware of His holiness. That means He's pure, His goodness, His wholeness. And when we see His purity, we become aware of our impurity. And it's terrifying sometimes to think about some of the stuff that we've done wrong and that God knows all about it. Now, recently, we've been lighting and thinking about candles, haven't we, and light at Advent time. And Advent is all about getting ready for the special occasion. And we're thinking about the second coming of Jesus, when He will come again. And on that day is what we call Judgment Day. That's when we will have to own up to all the things that we've ever done wrong. And I don't know about you, and any of you who know me well, I've got a lot to be terrified about because of some of the things that I've done in my life. And that's maybe a little insight as to why the shepherds were terrified. God's glory all around, exposing the dark things in their life. And I don't know about you, but I can certainly say of myself, there are things in my life that I'm not proud of. And when Jesus comes again, I will have to own up to those things. And you know what? The news gets even worse for the moment, because the Bible says is that when we get those things wrong, the penalty for that, the punishment for that, is death. That's what we deserve. So it's bad news to start off with. But this is why Christmas is so amazing, is that bad news isn't the end of the story. There is great news. And that great news is just as the angel said. The angel said, "You don't need to be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people, because today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah." That means the Savior. He is the Lord. Isn't that wonderful news? That means is that when I own up to all those things that I've done wrong, and when I'm judged as guilty and the penalty is death, Jesus says, "No. I've come to save you from that penalty. I've come to bring that good news to you." That's why we celebrate so much, because Jesus has come to save us. And that's why we give presents at Christmas, because this amazing exchange takes place. Jesus takes our sin on the cross and dies our death, and in return, we get His glorious risen life. And I've got a little illustration to help us with that. Jeremy, can I borrow you for a second? Can you just bring that red bag behind you, just straight down there? That'd be brilliant. Thank you. So I want you to imagine that, perhaps you can imagine me if you like, All the bad things, you can come up, Jeremy, all the bad things that we've done in life is a little bit like this rag. And when we sin, it's like we're clothed in this rag, covered in that darkness. And that's the way we are. But the good news is that we don't stay that way. Because there's this amazing exchange. When Jesus came into the world, he paid the price for our sins. And this is his present to us, is that instead of dirty rags, he dresses us in his robes of righteousness, so that we are washed clean of all of our sins and dressed in his royal heavenly robes. That's how amazing the good news of Christmas is. So no longer are we held to death and to pain and suffering. When we believe in Jesus and in his death and resurrection, we're clothed in righteousness. That means goodness, in Jesus' goodness. That's how amazing Christmas is. And that's why we give presents, because that's the gift God gives to us in Jesus. He takes our sin and gives us righteousness. Thank you, Jeremy. Excellent prop there. And did you notice that there's a wonderful thing that the angels continue to say as they gather around? They say, look, there's peace to those on whom his favor rests. See, God's favor is Jesus. When we put our trust in his life, death, and resurrection, his favor rests on us. We know peace with God. We know what it is to have those rags destroyed and to be knowing God's peace, his favor resting on us. That's what that means. So I wonder today, do you know that peace with God? Do you know what it is to have those rags destroyed and to have Jesus' royal robes placed upon you? Have you received that gift? Well, that's the best gift you can receive. And notice how the shepherds go from fear to wanting to tell everyone. They seek Jesus out, as we saw in the play. They came and sought Jesus. They wanted to see Jesus and to worship him. And did you notice they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word. They were so excited about this wonderful gift in Jesus that they went and told all of their friends, ordinary people, with an extraordinary message. And that's like you and me. We're ordinary people who've received this wonderful gift in Jesus, that we too can take that wonderful message of hope to the world and spread the word. So in the busyness of Christmas and in all the excitement as you open your presents tomorrow, remember we have those presents, and I love presents a lot. But it's always good to remember the greatest gift of all is God's gift to us in Jesus, because he sets us free from sin and clothes us in righteousness and saves us. So perhaps when we open those presents, we can be a little bit like Mary. We can treasure up the wonder of Jesus in our hearts and ponder them. May God bless you. Amen.